Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. November 6, 1829, Bridgetown merchant Samuel Ames. On this day, November 6, 1829, local newspaper The Barbadian advertised for sale an impressive list of properties formerly owned by the late Samuel Ames, the most notable of which were James Fort and its mill, a small house, two large stores with the land and a large yard attached thereto, a Negro yard, 6,727 square feet of land, a large store commonly called Muddy's, three stores, a small shop, and a lumber yard on the wharf, parcels of land in Bentley's Alley, Cumberland Street, and Settle Street, 7,384 square feet of land, including a wharf and a shed, a Negro man, two Negro women, and their five girl children, as well as several wagons and carts. In addition to his substantial property holdings in Bridgetown, Samuel Ames was also the owner of the Bellevue Plantation in St. Michael, on which there were 64 enslaved persons, 34 females and 30 males. In 1817, Ames filed a return declaring that he owned 49 enslaved persons in Bridgetown. In 1820, he sold 63 of his enslaved workers to Reynold Elcock, owner of Mount Wilton Plantation. Who was Samuel Ames, and how did he become a prominent landowner in Bridgetown? Biographical evidence is limited. However, according to the Center for the Study of the Legacies of British Slavery, a Samuel Ames was christened in the parish of St. Michael on July 16, 1777, and married Eliza Ann on May 14, 1803. Burial records also reveal that a Samuel Ames was buried in St. Michael on the 26th of January, 1821. It is therefore possible that these records refer to Samuel Ames, the merchant and serial entrepreneur. Samuel Ames was a wealthy landowner, merchant, and slave owner with a variety of business interests in Bridgetown. Advertisements in both the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, as well as the Barbadian newspapers in the early 1800s, show that Ames was an agent for shipping companies and a commercial importer. At his several stores in Bridgetown, he merchandised a variety of products, including imported lumber, flour, rice, crackers, tobacco, wine, rum, shingles, puncheons, and oxen. On this day, November 6, 1829, Edward Brace Terrell, executor of the financial affairs of the late Samuel Ames, advertised for sale a string of properties which were part of the Ames estate. Samuel Ames, like other enterprising members of the Bridgetown mercantile community, profited from a range of business interests and parlayed their wealth into significant land holdings and increased political power.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.